USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Addressing a worried nation and anxious world, President Biden vowed in his first State of the Union address Tuesday night to check Russian aggression in Ukraine, tame soaring U.S. inflation, and deal with the pandemic. Biden declared that he and all members of Congress, whatever their political differences are, were joined in an unwavering resolve that freedom will always triumph over tyranny. GOP Governor Kim Reynolds from Iowa had a different take.
Even before taking the oath of office, the president told us that he wanted to, quote, make America respected around the world again and to unite us here at home. He's failed on both fronts.
As Ukraine continues to be attacked by invading Russian forces, the United States government will ban Russian aircraft from American airspace. President Zelensky had been pleading with the West to protect Ukraine airspace, which President Biden declined to do because of the confrontation issues with Russia. USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
A recent Pew Research poll reveals America's number one concern is the American economy. Traveling down a road not seen in 40 years, inflation has become a pain every time we go to use our wallets. The president addressed the topic Tuesday night. Tim Berg reports.
Inflation is robbing them of gains they thought otherwise they would be able to feel. I get it.
President Biden touching on an issue that many families are struggling with in the United States during his first State of the Union address. This, as a new NPR PBS Marist College poll, shows 56% of Americans calling the president's first year in office a failure. The president continues with why he believes inflation is at a 40-year high.
Our economy roared back faster than almost anyone predicted, but the pandemic meant that businesses had a hard time hiring enough people because of the pandemic to keep up production in their factories.
On the hour, every hour, USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the radio listener square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
President Biden, in his State of the Union address Tuesday night, assured Americans that everything is going to be okay.
To all Americans, I'll be honest with you, as I always promised I would be. A Russian dictator invading a foreign country has cost around the world, and I'm taking robust action to make sure the pain of our sanctions is targeted at Russian economy and that we use every tool at our disposal to protect American businesses and consumers. Tonight, I can announce the United States has worked with 30 other countries to release 60 million barrels of oil from reserves around the world. America will lead that effort, releasing 30 million barrels of our own strategic petroleum reserve. And we stand ready to do more if necessary, united with our allies. These steps will help blunt gas prices here at home. But I know news about what's happening can seem alarming to all Americans. But I want you to know, we're going to be okay. We're going to be okay. When the history of this era is written, Putin's war in Ukraine will have left Russia weaker and the rest of the world stronger.
Well, scientists will soon have a new set of eyes in the sky to study Earth's weather and climate. The GOES-T satellite lifted off from Florida's Cape Canaveral Space Force Station Tuesday afternoon aboard an Atlas V rocket. GOES-T will be a series of satellites that will position themselves in a geostationary orbit about 22,300 miles above our planet with the sole intent to study weather and climate. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.